There were no protests this week when Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer arrived in Israel. They're authors of the controversial book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Walt is a professor at Harvard, Mearsheimer at the University of Chicago. They argue that a pro-Israel lobby has pressured the U.S. government into policies that advance Israel's interests to the detriment of U.S. security. Their writings have sparked fierce criticism in the U.S. They've been accused of being anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. This week, Walt and Mearsheimer gave talks in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, but as Matt Gutman reports, they didn't make waves.
Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer got straight to the point in their speech in Tel Aviv. Walt said pro-Israel groups in the United States pressure and bully American decision-makers to adopt policies that favor Israel.
So the real question is, are these policies in the American national interest or in Israel's interest? And as John will now explain, we think the answer to both those questions is no. Thank you very much.
The applause might seem a little surprising here. In the United States, many Jewish leaders vilified Walt and Mearsheimer and their book. They called it not only wrong, but dangerous. One of their fiercest critics is Abraham Foxman. He's the Anti-Defamation League's national director in New York.
What they do is utilize classical anti-Semitic canards, which is Jews are, you know, don't act loyally. Jews try to only act in their own interest. Jews disproportionately control. And these are anti-Semitic canards, and they're fueling into mainstream these historical concepts.
But in Israel, the response is more tepid. Walt and Mearsheimer were invited to speak here by Gush Shalom. It's an association of Israeli peace groups that's become increasingly marginalized. One of its members is 73-year-old Gidon Spiro. He says he found Walt and Mearsheimer's talk interesting, up to a point.
They did not renew anything for me. They are decent people with decent views, which you can hear in Israel again and again. As a matter of fact, I see myself left of them, for instance.
And you do hear critical views here, something that Walt and Mearsheimer alluded to in their talks. They brought up this bit from Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. It aired just last week after John McCain, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton all addressed the U.S. pro-Israel lobby group, AIPAC.
Well, the one thing is true, though, is one part of being a good friend to a country like Israel's constructive criticism of any of its policies that may not be in the best interest of the world. So let's hear the candidates' critiques of current Israeli policy. Oh, I forgot! You can't say anything remotely critical of Israel and still get elected president, which is funny because you know where you can criticize Israel? Israel.
NGOs, newspapers, and parliamentarians here routinely savage Israeli government policy, and they often target American Jewish lobby groups as well. Take, for example, Mati Golan, the former editor of Haaretz who considers himself a centrist, wrote a book 15 years ago condemning American Jews and the pro-Israel lobby for hypocrisy. He said American Jews can really help Israel by moving here, not by throwing cash at it. He says American academics aren't really saying anything new here, so Israelis aren't paying attention.
If you go on the street, you ask people who is Walsheimer or Walsheimer or whatever, nobody knows. Not just people in the street. Ask a member of the Knesset. They don't know the name. But the Jewish lobby as such, of course, is a concern. The book is not relevant here. I don't know if it's relevant anywhere. But it's not relevant here.
Walt and Mearsheimer were interviewed by Israel Radio Haaretz and a talk show here, but the country's major newspapers didn't pick up the story. For The World, I'm Matt Gutman in Jerusalem.